surprised because the message came through on just before the week started. We were all expecting to go back to our schools and be able to teach our students face-to-face. I mean, socially distanced, of course. But then we found that they're not actually allowed to use their instruments. They're not even allowed to sing in lessons.
So have you found a way of working around this at the moment?
Well, I had a brass class the other day, and first I spent a bit of time talking about maintenance, about instruments, and then I talked to them about air guitar and asked them if they knew about that. Then I said, okay, we're going to do air trumpet and air trombone. And so I had them hold their hands up in the position that you use when you're playing trombone or trumpet, and we went through like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and I'd usually sing it, but I couldn't sing it, so I just said, I would say the names of the notes, and the kids were like modeling, you know, playing, moving their fingers in the air, in trumpet position, or trombone position. And it was quiet, a lot quieter than the usual brass class, but it wasn't very satisfying.
I'm trying to put myself back in class. I know for someone who has a dark sense of humor, like many listeners, if not most listeners, you know, humor can get you through certain dark periods like the year 2020 at times. But as a school kid, I wonder whether this is sort of the last straw as far as, you know, you can't really necessarily laugh at the fact that you can't even pick up your instrument.
Well, we've been struggling. We've had like two terms of online lessons and dealing with that. The inadequacies of that, like poor sound quality, not being able to see, having not being able to point things out directly. You can't even play with a student. I like to do duets with students, and that won't work online because of the delay factor. So we were really looking forward to getting back. I mean, it's been hard. I've lost some students because they've lost interest, and they have there's a lack of motivation. I mean, there are no ensembles that they can play in, and it's hard to keep that mojo happening.
I'm chatting to Hugh McElvey, music teacher across Melbourne and Ballarat, off the back of the just announced restrictions on students playing woodwind instruments, brass, woodwind, and of course singing during this term. Hugh, look, you know, these rules are put in place for good reason. Is there anything you're particularly calling for? Are there creative ways around this? For example, I'm even thinking through, what if you were to use, you know, video calls and have kids in their own private room or something during these lessons? Anything like that that might work, or is it a case of goodbye instruments for term four?
Well, that is happening at a couple of schools. A friend of mine is teaching in an adjacent room to a student. There are also things like masks for instruments. Like, we have masks for our faces. There are bell masks that are easily made. I mean, you don't even need to be able to sew, and you can make one, and they fit over the bell of a brass instrument. And there are similar things for flutes and clarinets and saxophones. So there are ways to be able to play masked as well. But they just completely banned it without any discussion of that or any consideration of that kind of thing. I think there are ways around it, yeah.
I understand. Regional Victoria, of course, to clarify, can still do lessons one-on-one or in groups of 10 outside. So a little bit of outdoor music perhaps in some areas. But look, it's the world we live in right now, Hugh. I really appreciate your time, and let's see whether improvements find their way into schools and for the music students in the weeks and months ahead. Thanks, Hugh.
Okay, thanks, Sammy.
Hugh McElvey, music teacher across Melbourne and Ballarat there. It is...